Sechet Tarot Paragalef Mishra Zayin Miklatot Noish Chos Zu Bezu V'kikarim Noish Chen Ze Beze. If you have pieces of dough that are stuck one to the other, you attach a few different pieces of dough. Or you have loaves of bread that are attached to each other. You baked a bunch of loaves together in the same pan and they were touching each other. And then, once they were baked, they're all attached to each other. Nitmat v'achas mehem b'sheretz kulan t'chil. If one of the pieces of dough or one of the loaves of bread came into contact with the sheretz and became tamei, all the other loaves of bread and all the other pieces of dough also have a din of a t'chila. They all have a din of a rishon, just like the piece that came into contact itself with the sheretz. Since they're all attached to each other, they all have the same din. It's as if all of them came into contact with the sheretz. Pirshu kulan t'chil. If after one of the pieces of dough or one of the loaves came into contact with the sheretz, the din is that all the pieces have a din of a rishon. If subsequently you disattach the other loaves of bread or the other pieces of dough, they continue to have the same din. They all have a din of a tchila, of a rishon, l'tuma, and that which we said, that all the loaves of bread and all the pieces of dough have a din of a rishon, l'tuma, that's not only when they're still attached to the original piece that came into contact with the sheretz. Even after they're no longer attached to that piece, they continue to have the same din. They have a din of a rishon, b'mashkin. If one of the pieces of dough or one of the loaves of bread came into contact with liquids that are tamei, and the rabbanu regards that all liquids that are tamei, no matter what the tumah is, the liquids would become a rishon l'tumah. Kulan shnitz, in such a case, all the loaves of bread that are attached to the loaf of bread that came into contact with the mashkin tamei, or all the pieces of dough that are attached to the piece of dough that came into contact with the mashkin tamei, would become a shani, would have the same din as the loaf of bread or the piece of dough that came into contact with the mashkin itself. Pirshu kulan shnitz. And even after you detach the other loaves of bread and the other pieces of dough from the piece of dough or loaf of bread that came into contact with the mashkin tamei, they would continue to have the same din. They would continue to be a shani, be a dayan. Kulan shlishios. If somebody touched one of the pieces of dough or one of the loaves of bread with stami, a dayan, with hands that were not washed, that the rabbanu would go to the hands that are not washed, that came into contact with truma, would make the truma into a shlishi. The truma would be puzzled. Because in such a case, if all the loaves of bread or all the pieces of dough were all truma, they all would become a shlishi. And since they're attached to the loaf of bread or to the piece of dough that stami dayan had come into contact with, they all would have the same din. They all would be a shlishi. Pirshu kulan shlishios. And even after you detach the other loaves of bread or the other pieces of dough from the loaf of bread or the piece of dough that came into contact with the stami dayan, they would continue to have the same din. They would be a shlishi. They would be possible for a kohen to eat it. A truma, which is a shlishi, is also to be eaten. If you have a piece of dough which was a tchila, which was a rishon, it came into contact with an avatuma and became a rishon. Now, after it became a rishon, you attach to it other pieces of dough. All the pieces of dough, while they're attached to the original piece of dough, have the same din as the original piece of dough. They all have a din of a rishon. And since they are attached to a rishon, they do have a din of a rishon. Pirshu. He tchila v'kulan shnitz. But if afterwards you detach the other pieces of dough from the original piece of dough which had become tamei, the other pieces of dough are no longer a tchila, they no longer are a rishon. Only the original piece of dough continues to be a rishon, but the other pieces of dough are now a sheni. And the original piece of dough continues to be a rishon since it came into contact with the sheretz. And the other pieces of dough which you attach to it, they're only a rishon while they're attached to the original piece of dough, but after they're detached from the dough, they have a din of a sheni. And that is a din. That rishon that comes into contact with other oichon would make the other oichon into a sheni. And these other oichon, these other pieces of dough they attach to it, even though that while they're attached to the original piece of dough are a rishon, they have the same din as the original piece of dough since they're attached to it, but once they're detached, they have a din of a sheni. Ha'isa shnia v'hishech la acheres kulan shnia. If there's a piece of dough which is a sheni, it came into contact with a rishon and became a sheni, and afterward you attach to it other pieces of dough, all the other pieces of dough that are attached to it have the same din as the original piece of dough which had become tamei. They all have a din of a sheni. Pirshu hishnia v'kulan shlishia. But if afterwards you detach the other pieces of dough from the original piece of dough which had become tamei, only the original piece of dough remains a sheni, while the other piece of dough that you had subsequently attached to it are now only a shlishi. If they're truma, they become a shlishi. It's only truma can become a shlishi, not chula. As that is a din. That other son, which is truma that came into contact with a sheni, becomes a shlishi. Now, even though these pieces of dough, while they were attached to the original piece of dough, which had become tummy, have a dent of a shani, that's only while they're attached to it. But once they're detached from that original piece of dough, which was a shani, they no longer are a shani. They are only a shlishi. If you have a piece of dough which was a shlishi, the piece of dough is truma, and it came into contact with a shani and became a shlishi. Now, after it became a shlishi, you attach other pieces of dough to that piece of dough which was a shlishi. He shlishes v'kulon zahirai bein shapirshu u'bein shalom pirshu. Only the original piece of dough is a shlishi, while the other piece of dough they attached to it would not have the same din as that piece of dough. They would all be tar, whether you've already detached them or whether you have not detached them yet. In every case, they are tar. The reason being that even though in the other cases that we had, when you attach piece of dough, the piece of dough which is tame, the piece of dough that you attach to it has the same din as the original piece of dough. But that's only in those cases. Where in those cases, even after you detach the pieces of dough, they remain tame, even though it's a lesser degree of tuma, but they would be tame. So since after you detach them, they remain tame, even though it's a lesser degree of tuma, while they're attached to the piece of dough, they have the same din as the original piece of dough itself. As opposed to in this case, that truma can only become a shlishi, it can't become a ravi. So the piece of the dough that you attach, the piece of dough which had become a shlishi, would not be tame after you detach them. And even though they came into contact with a shlishi, they still would not be tame. Since truma can only become up to a shlishi, it cannot become a ravi. So since that's the din after you detach them, while they're still attached also, they would not be tame at all. They would not have the same din as the original piece of dough which was a shlishi. Instead, they would be